Good morning. You're listening to PoorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at the CCA Global meeting in Denver, and I'm with Jeff Mettes, President and Chief Commercial Officer with Mohawk's residential business. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great, Kim. Show season, so we're busy traveling around everywhere.
Yeah, I told Ann when I left last week, see you in a month. Yeah. We're here at Carpet One, and just this week, news was breaking at Mohawk that you guys have restructured a little bit. We'll get to that in just a minute, though. First, though, I always like to get your insight on kind of how the year ended with the retailer piece of the flooring business.
Yeah, it ended pretty much like we would have thought. I think the industry was probably, again, down 4% or 5%. Now, the one thing I would say, a lot of customers, they said their traffic slowed down even more so in November and December. They were a little bit scary about that. But I will say at the shows, we had two last week in Atlanta, in Dallas, and of course, I've been talking to customers here. Their January traffic seems to be picking up, so they're encouraged. And I think the overall mood is actually pretty good. And we'll see what happens with existing home sales. We see mortgage rates drop. That would help us. We think 2026 will be a little bit better maybe than 2025, but not a huge windfall. We'll see what happens.
We're watching the news we run on Floor Daily, and you know, the consumer sentiment went up just a little bit. The builder numbers were up just a little bit. There's several things that are indicating, you know, mortgage rates are 6.2. Things will settle down in Washington, and people could just feel good about where the economy's headed. The doors could open up, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you have a huge still pent-up demand out there for retail replacement. And I think if people have confidence in their jobs and the economy and seeing some of these things go in the right direction, people feel a little bit better, may start spending money. I also think, you know, depending on what happens in the next, say, 3 or 4 months, you know, there's been a lot of promise about the new tax laws, people getting more rebate dollars back from their taxes, that maybe people, if they feel a little richer, they'll spend some money, and we'll just have to wait and see how all that plays out. The good thing, the people that's had money have spent it. You know, this year our care stand business stayed really strong in a tough environment. And so the people that have money and the stock market doing well, they're out doing projects and spending dollars and spending money. And so that's been a really good upside for us in this economy.
All right, so let's move to Mohawk for a minute. Most people know, you know, Ken Walma came in from Big Ass Fans about 2 years ago, and he's been going out in the marketplace and asking some customers some questions. And tell us what's recently just been announced.
Yeah, so, you know, Ken has been here, I think, around 14 months, and he spent, obviously, the year digesting what he had, learning the flooring business. You know, Ken from day one, I think, has been really positive as it relates to, hey, let's get more consumer and customer focus in our business. I kind of compare it a little bit to like a restaurant. You know, you can have great chefs in the back, and they got to make great meals. But the maitre d' is going to really determine how well that customer feels about coming to that restaurant. And the valet parking is even important in the front of that restaurant, because you have a bad experience there, may cause you not to come back. So I think Ken's view is, he wanted to change things up a little bit to where everybody is really focused on our customer and our retail partners. And not that everybody wasn't doing that before, but having it all under one group, which I have now today, we know there's three or four things that we need to do really, really well. And it's just better when it's all under one umbrella to make sure that happens. Because today, we want, this is easy to say, Kent, we want customers for life, but it's how you execute that experience with them that's going to actually make that happen. And so that's one piece of it. The other piece is, with as many consumers today that go on websites and they're searching, and that's how they start the process, you have to have a relationship with consumers as well. And this will help us make that even better experience for them, the consumer, as we dig into a lot of the consumer insights.
As you're explaining this, you're basically telling me that there's actually two channels that you're going to be leading the whole marketing and communications and sales efforts on. You've got the dealer channel, which is both the builder multifamily and retail replacement. All those dealers, that's the pro side of it. And then there's the consumer side of it. Explain some of that.
Okay, so the pro side is really our dealer customer base, both in retail replacement and builder multifamily. Jason Randolph will head up the pro side of the business, so he just also became elevated. We also elevated Laura Bartley. Laura has had edge in customer loyalty programs. We want to take that to another level. So she's going to be focused on how do we enhance the loyalty programs. So she'll be reporting to me. And then the other piece is the consumer piece. Today, we don't have anyone in that seat just yet. But that consumer piece is where all of our big box business will sit, because they do a lot of e-commerce business in the big box. We do some e-commerce business ourselves, and we also have a customer insight group and a digital lead group within that channel. So all that working together to make a better experience for the consumer when she comes to our website, how we capture her, how do we send her back to a retailer. The look and feel is the same in what she just saw on our website. She goes into a dealer store that has a very similar feel.
You know, another function of that consumer channel piece, I don't think a lot of people realize that Mohawk spends a fortune getting the consumer interested in the Mohawk product, and then you take those leads to the retailer, right?
That's correct. And we have a lot of leads all the time for our retailers. The main thing we want to do in this new organization is just to make sure that the look and feel of what she sees on our website when she goes into the store kind of matches up what she's seen before. You know, that website, she goes in, she makes it easier for her to have that experience inside of our customer stores. So we're going to simplify that and make that more exciting for the consumer.
So Jeff, I was in the general session today, and they were talking today some interesting numbers that you're going to like. Charlie Dilks was talking about the laminate business and how it's doing really well. And this is within CCA, obviously.
Yep.
And the LVT business is good, but it's just kind of flat right now.
Right.
And the reason I bring that up with you is because you've got that huge plant in North Carolina for making laminate, and you're well positioned for that growth, right?
Absolutely. What's happened over time in the LVT business, which is primarily an import business for the industry, is a lot of the lower-end SPC products have had failures. And a lot of the retailers, I would say, in the last 2 years are looking to move off of that. WPC still sells well in that area, but they're looking for answers for those lower-end products, which our RevWood obviously fits that to a T. We've seen great growth in our laminate business, really, in the last 5 years.
All right, Jeff, thanks for spending time with us, and congratulations on this expanded role. Again, been talking to Jeff Mattis, the President and Chief Commercial Officer with Mohawk's Residential Business, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.